I try to mimic my game a lot, as close as possible to Charles Woodson, because, you know, he's one of the corners that I watch, and he does a lot of the – well, I do a lot of the similar things he does as far as playing the outside corner position and then, you know, certain packages, bouncing inside to the nickel and coming off the edge, blitzing the quarterback, and being able to stick your nose in there and make a tackle in a run game. And I think as a DB, that's a quality that you have to have in the National Football League. You have to be able to tackle just as well as you can cover.
Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, Brian Dawkins, just to name a few.
I don't want to be the next Charles Woodson, but I want to kind of pattern my game after Charles Woodson, because he can play each and every defensive position on the field. I believe if they gave him the opportunity to play D-tackle or D-end, he'll definitely do it. But that's something I want to do to show the world that I definitely can learn. I can learn the scheme and understand the scheme as well. So playing, if they need to play dime, if they need to play corner, if they need to play safety, strong safety, rover, I'm definitely down for it.
I think Charles Woodson is one of the best corners to play the game. He's physical, he's big, he makes plays, he can play anywhere on the field. He can play safety, nickel, corner, and that's somebody I definitely look up to.
Yeah, I like to say I'm a mixture of a lot of guys. I try to play like Ed Reed as far as the ball hawking ability, then roaming around like Troy Polamalu, and come downhill like the old Steve Atwater, you know, the holler. And, you know, just different guys, you know. I mean, I love football, and I love watching the guys out there play, and I try to take a piece from each and every one out there that's out there playing in the NFL.
I enjoy watching Nathan Vashon, an old Texas great, and he's from my area, and he's just someone great to watch, and I watch him on film, like Quinn Jammer also, just all the Texas dudes. I watch extra film on them and follow them as in the NFL also.
I have respect for all the DBs at the next level, but there's not a particular guy that I try to model my craft after. I think every player who considered themselves great should have their own identity.